Now, verse 23, and after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. You know, when you can't win your argument, then the other way is to eliminate the enemy. Verse 24, but their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night, led him down by the wall in a basket. Now that was a very thrilling experience, I'm sure, to be let down in the wall in a basket. But you never read anywhere in the New Testament, nor is there any record that Paul ever gave a lecture on the subject over the wall in a basket. And that ought to be a lesson for a great many today who deal in sensationalism to recognize that here is a man that's had a most remarkable experience, but he doesn't go around over the Roman Empire talking on about going over the wall in a basket. And I think he could have, but he's presenting something else. Never let our experience get in the way of presenting Christ. Never let our person get in the way of presenting Christ. I hear sometimes the prayer today, it's very pious, hide the preacher back of the cross. Oh no, friends, that's not it. Help the preacher to present Christ in such a way that the Spirit of God can take the things of Christ and show them unto us. None of this business of hiding him back of the cross. No. Help him to present Christ. That is the important thing in these days and has been now for 1900 years. Now will you notice verse 26, and when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. They thought this was a deception on the part of Saul of Tarsus. See, that he was worming his way in. And they had a little experience, you know, with those that had wormed their way in. Simon the sorcerer, you remember we have seen him. And they didn't know what tactic that this man was using. But notice, good old Barnabas, the son of consolation and comfort. Verse 27 I'm reading. But Barnabas took him, brought him to the apostles, declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Barnabas sponsors him now. Barnabas comes over and puts his arm around him, and what a blessing he was to him. And that's another ministry that a great many have had, putting their arm around some new Christian and helping that new Christian along. That is a needed ministry today. Now notice verse 28. He was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. Now Paul gets with the Jerusalem church, you see, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. He disputed against the Grecians. Now these are not Greeks. They are Israelites who have a Greek background. They were brought up somewhere in the Greek world. But they went about to slay him. In other words, this man was so powerful that the only way they thought they could get rid of him was to eliminate him, to kill him. Verse 30, which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Now, Paul goes to his hometown. He goes back home. Goes back, I imagine, to tell probably his father and his mother and his relatives, his brothers and sisters. We know nothing about them. Paul does not talk about his family at all. Then in verse 31, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. The church continued to grow. Now, in case, I know that there are some that might be listening to me today, and there are those that always are trying to find some little error that I make, which I'm very happy because I make statements sometimes that sound, I think, different than they might be. I said just a moment ago that we knew nothing about his relatives. Well, we know a little something about his relatives. And we'll find that, for instance, in the epistle to the Romans. He mentions those that were related to him. But we know practically nothing, I should put it like that. Now the gospel has gone into Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. Now it's going to start shortly to the ends of the earth. But we are in this particular period of the ministry.